यन्मायं वैचराचरम्। The true person to whom charity must be given. Two, but Atra in the world, Niruktam, decided, by indeed, Kavibhi, by learned scholars, Patra Bitamahi, who are expert in finding the actual person to whom charity must be given. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva, indeed, Eka, only one, Urvi Isha, O King of the Earth, Yat Mayam, in whom everything is resting, Vai, from whom everything is coming, Chara Charam, all that is moving or not moving within this universe. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O King of the Earth, it has been decided by expert, learned scholars that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in whom all that is moving or not moving within this universe is resting and from whom everything is coming, is the best person to whom everything must be given. Purport. Whenever we perform some religious act in terms of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, we must perform it according to the time, place, and person, kala, desha, patra. Narada Muni has already described the desha, place, and kala, time. The kala has been described in verses 20 through 24, beginning with the words Ayane, Vishuve, Kuryat, Vyatipate Dinakshaye, and the places for giving charity or performing ritualistic ceremonies have been described in verses 30 through 33, beginning with Saramsi Pushkaradini Kshetrani Arhashritani Uta. Now, to whom everything must be given is decided in this verse. Harir Evaika Urvisha Yanmayam Vaicharacharam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the root of everything, and therefore he is the best patra, or person, to whom everything must be given. In Bhagavad Gita 5.29, it is said, Bhaktaram yakyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram sukhridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shanti rikshati. If one wants to enjoy real peace and prosperity, he should give everything to Krishna, who is the real enjoyer, real friend, and real proprietor. It is therefore said, Yata taror mula nise chanena tripyanti takskanda bujo pasaka prano pahara chayatendriyanam tatai basar barhanam achyuteja. Srimad Bhagavatam 4:31-14. By worshipping or satisfying Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, one can satisfy everyone, just as one can water the branches, leaves, and flowers of a tree simply by watering its root, or as one satisfies all the senses of the body by giving food to the stomach. Therefore, a devotee simply offers everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to receive the best result of charity, religious performances, sense gratification, and even liberation. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. O King of the Earth, it has been decided by expert learned scholars that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in whom all that is moving or not moving within this universe is resting and from whom everything is coming, is the best person to whom everything must be given. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangulangayate grim yat kripa tamaham bande shri gurum dinataranam. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna pristaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swamini tinamine. Namaste sarasvasti deve gauravani pracharine Nirvishesha Shunjavadi Paschatyade Satarine Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you everyone for coming, good morning. So again, in Bhagavad Gita, although Krishna presents different processes, finally, as the main instruction is always surrendering to Krishna, or the concept of by pleasing Krishna, everything else is fulfilled, every other purpose. So, in here has been described before, aspect of the duties of different ashrams. And some descriptions are based on dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. How to perform different rituals in order to obtain artha. We use dharma, or duties prescribed in the Vedas, to improve our quality of life. That is one path, the karmakanda. And then we can enjoy life in a legal way by following the scriptures. But this is not the plan of the final plan of the Lord to conduce people to material enjoyment. It's just because we already, as conditioned souls, we have that propensity. So therefore, the Vedas are trying to rectify our propensity to enjoy separately from Krishna by giving prescribed duties and different rules and regulations. So we can understand that there is a supreme controller. So in order to get anything that we, any desire, we should approach a higher personality. So either demigods or the supreme personality of Godhead. But we understand by reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita that the final idea of this all this ritual is to come to the point of Sarva Dharma Pariteja, to give up all these so-called prescribed duties and just worship Krishna. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he preached the Shraddha Sabde Vishwasya Kahe Sutrita Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritahaya. The Sarva Karma, all the activities are automatically performed, all subsidiary activities, by discharging devotional service to Krishna. So one who has that faith, that called Shraddha, or firm faith. So we know the pastime of Govardhan Hill. It's a beautiful pastime in which Krishna gives this same instruction that we, just by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then everything else will come. And here in this verse, it's given, the Prabhupada is quoting also Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the famous analogy of the Yatar Taror Mula Nishechanena. Tripyanti Taskanda Bujopashaka, as pouring water on the root of a tree, then the whole tree, or the branches, the twigs, and everything else will be is satisfied. As the same example is the verse is giving with supplying food to the stomach to that will enliven the senses and lift of the body. Prabhupada used to give the story of the senses that they become rebellious to the stomach. So the hand, the legs, and the eyes, they decide to don't cooperate with the stomach because they were thinking that the stomach was like a dictator who was demanding only for his own enjoyment. But as they try to live without giving any food to the stomach, they realize that they become weak and weak and weak. And finally, they have to surrender to the stomach in order to live. So that's the Krishna bully, the living entity has forgotten this concept of feeding the stomach, or feeding the root of all causes, Krishna. And as a result, we have to go either through a very slow process that describes the Vedas in order to understand how, finally, that there is no way to be happy in this material world. But like Arjuna came to that conclusion. He knew all the rituals of the Vedas, but he said that not even a kingdom, no, in with the supremacy in the heaven, like Indra, will satisfy me, give me any satisfaction. Because at one point in life, even if we have everything we can get through, either through the Vedas or through any other means besides Krishna, when we are confronted with the real problems of life, especially death, old age, then everything becomes fragile, and we understand that there is no real essence, whatever we can get. So, for instance, you can, in the Grihastha life, it was described many ceremonies, like you have to celebrate birthdays. No, there are many things, and there are like a jatakarma. There are very, can be very enlivening moments in our life. No, so we get married, or then we have the son, of another children, new children are coming to the family. So there are many moments in life to celebrate, and the Vedas encourage us to make a samskara in those moments, no? by performing different rituals. But at the end, all of this is an illusion, in the sense that at the moment of death, there is no more celebration. For instance, King Chitraketu, he was thinking that his lamentation of his problems in life, his distress, was due to lacking something. In his case, was lacking a son. Because he didn't have a son, he was feeling morose. So then, his son, he obtained his son by pleasing, by approaching the sages, like Angira Muni. Instead of asking for any spiritual instruction of spiritual enlightenment, he just asked him very honestly that, "I just want to have a son, so if you can help me." So he knew that they can give other kind of benedictions, but he just wanted a son. So he had to perform a ritual in order to have a son. So he did all the ritual legally, following the instruction of a pure devotee. But the result of even following that kind of instructions was lamentation, because finally his son died. But that is not just with King Chitraketu. Everything that is not devotional service will end in suffering somehow or other, right? Either because it vanish, or because of many other reasons. And so then, when King Chitraketu, he was lamenting because his son had died, then Angira Muni appeared, and at that point, King Chitraketu, he was ready to receive spiritual instruction, because he was like Arjuna, realizing the fragility of life, and realizing that there is no shelter in material and emotional well-being. And then he could receive real instructions, so spiritual instructions. And we know the story, you know? King Chitraketu became a great devotee, and then he became Vitrasura. So these are the. So we have many stories in Srimad Bhagavatam. This looks like a very simple point. That's to water the root of the tree. It's Prabhupada repeated over and over. And it's amazing instruction. And it's not so easy to fulfill it, because we need a frame of mind, an understanding of a paradigm in which we really have to have faith of the first class faith in order to perform all the activities just for Krishna without trying to get from other sources something that will be, we think will make us happy. And therefore, the verse that Prabhupada is quoting, it's showing from Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaranya Getapasam, is showing the high realization of that the Karma Yogi especially has, when he understands that all activities that one performs should be, the only enjoyer, the bhakta, is Krishna. So there is no other recipient of the enjoyment. And then who is the owner of Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, and who is the supreme friend? And Prabhupada explained that one will achieve shanti, or peace, if one can understand this. And if we think about it, it's true, because most of our anxiety comes because of a wrong understanding. For example, Prahlad Maharaj explained that the day you try to be happy, that's the day when your suffering starts. So from that very beginning, when we try to get happiness just by doing things for ourselves, that's the wrong conception, because the bhakta is Krishna. So it's about how I can please Krishna and spiritual master. Then our plans make sense and can bring happiness. Otherwise, it's just a kind of phantasmagory, because it's just trying and trying and trying and trying, and every year we have a new hope, no? New year, no? New year resolution. So this is we last 364 days, like almost losing hope, and then a new year we renew our hopes that okay, well, this year I can get my plans done. But again, because this is not the design, it's not designed that way, this world and ourselves are not designed for enjoying it that way, then again frustration. So therefore bhakta is, the only bhakta is Krishna. We can just analyze each personality in the material world that they had achieved higher levels of power, and all of them were smashed by time or by a mosquito, whoever, by other living entity. Then we have Sarvaloka Maheshwaran, who is the proprietor of everything. So again, a lot of anxiety when we have for our material possessions. We have to take care of them. You know, if you have a car, you have to take care of a computer. You have to take care, put the key. You know. So even here in the temple, we have to put key, because sometimes someone may steal. And it's a source of anxiety. But when we understand that it's Krishna's energy, then the anxiety is less. And not because we don't care anymore, no? And say, oh, I just leave the computer, it's Krishna. And the temple will get another for me. Krishna is a millionaire. No, but because we have a good reason to take care of things. Because we understand it's Krishna, and then now it makes sense that we can take care of the property of Krishna. Therefore, for instance, like yesterday, we had a celebration of Gaur Purnima, and so many devotees were doing different sevas. But nobody was doing seva for themselves or for their own possession. So, for example, the altar, and the devotees were decorating, and they paid a lot of attention in the altar, in the deities. And you can see that the devotees are happy doing that, although they may be in anxiety, but they are happy. But they are not trying to possess anything there. No, they don't say, this is my altar, or this is my... So they by having that right understanding that this is Krishna, they have a lot of motivation to take care of, for example, the temple altar, or either the kitchen. But when this care is taken, then the devotee, Krishna reciprocate with the devotee by giving the devotee inner fulfillment. But when we see another kind of celebrations, it's totally different, because there is not a unique purpose, and all the there is always dissension, no? Because as far as I'm thinking, aham mameti, this is mine, then another person is claiming also proprietary, and then you have to protect your things. Like in a country, you can be a nationalist and fight for your country, do everything for your country, so you can say, I'm unselfish and I'm getting some pleasure. But there is, what about those who are not from your country? And then all the fears, like nowadays, we see that in Europe, also here, that there is a lot of fear that people have because they don't feel protected anymore because of fear of terrorism or any other thing. So the people are realizing that even their own countries by which they are giving their life, the governors are not able to protect them. And so they are afraid even of walking on the street, because the government cannot give protection, because there are other people who are showing them that they don't have power. And so there is fear. But if we see devotees of the Lord, even when they are in the midst of the worst situation, they don't feel fear. Or better, they may feel fear, but they have a shelter. And that fear is useful for the devotee. Like Vrindavan, for example. Vrindavan, there was terrorism every day. Every day, like it was the same, like now in Europe, like people are afraid, so it's not different in the spiritual realm. Like in Vrindavan, when Krishna was there, there was a lot of fear because Kansa was sending different babies to attack Krishna. So Trinavarta, Putana. But the devotees, they were using that fear to take shelter of Krishna. So any time there was a violent act by Putana, by Trinavarta, so everyone was crying, oh, Krishna, Krishna, or like in Govardhan, when Indra sent all the Sambhataka clouds. So that's They're different because they know Sukhridam Sarvabhutanam. So Krishna is my best friend, so he will protect me. Just by thinking on Krishna, they felt protected. But without Krishna, who can you cry at the moment of danger? In a moment of danger, who can you take shelter if it's not Krishna? So you can take shelter of police, but they cannot help you really, only to one point. So the government also cannot help you. And that's what many people are realizing at one point in their life. Srimad Bhagavatam called it fallible soldiers. So Sukhridam Sarvabhutanam, Krishna is the best friend. So Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So there is no fear beside that, because everything is under control, actually. So for a devotee, even in provoking situation, he can understand the Maya Dakshina Prakriti, that everything is being controlled by Krishna. There is a plan behind anything that is happening. And the devotee tries to see that plan. And if instead of rejecting the plan of the Lord by complaining about what has been already planned, like Arjuna in Kurukshetra, he was complaining about the situation, but Krishna was saying, oh, I already killed everyone here. So this is my plan. So Nimitta Matram, you can be an instrument. Or if you don't like it, just try to do other things, but you won't be successful because I am the controller. Okay, so just want to make it short. So this is my point is what Prabhupada is presenting, you know, Bhagavad Gita, who is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme friend, the supreme proprietor, and then we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same analogy. So you have Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, but in Vaishnava philosophy, there is no need of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, because Dharma, Prajito, Kaitavo. So Srimad Bhagavatam is rejecting this process of Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. And he's giving Anya, Vila, Shita, Shunyam, pure devotional service, devoid of all any other attempt to gain other things that are not Krishna consciousness. And that faith is Shraddha, Sabde, is the faith that by just performing my service, working for Krishna, then everything else will be fulfilled. So no need of all these rituals that are presented in the Vedas in many sections. It's just by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we just have a simple process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So yajanti hisu medasaha. So those who are intelligent, like Srila Prabhupada, will give us intelligence to us. So we can worship Lord Chaitanya movement by doing a simple process that compared with all the rituals that have been described before in this chapter, in other sections. Like for such a simple process that you can do it in any place, time and circumstance. So in this chapter was described that if you perform Shraddha ceremony in Ekadasi, you go to hell. And the person who do your pitas also go to hell. Everyone goes to hell just because you do it in the wrong day. But by chanting Hare Krishna, you can do it anywhere, even in the toilet. But there is a pastor, not Prabhupada. So there is no fear, like you can do, because it's so pleasing for Krishna that he doesn't take in consideration the situation, etc. But any other process, that you have to be very careful. There are many risks. And today is also the Jagannath Mishra festival, because like Nandotsava, after Krishna was born, there was a festival to honor the birth of Lord Krishna, and also after Lord Chaitanya was born, the next day it was a festival in the festival of Jagannath Mishra is observance of the Jata Karma Samskara for baby Nimai. In this case, it's very transcendental. Following our fasting for Gaura Purnima from yesterday, we don't break the fast with grains. It's just with Prabhupada instructed to break the fast with Ekadashi Prasadam, and then the next day, so today is the festival, food festival. So like Janmashtami, we have the next day, we celebrate Prabhupada's appearance and Nandotsava. So following the fast for Gaura Purnima, which is broken upon the rising of the moon, the next day is held for feasting. So on Jagannath Mishra festival day, the devotees meditate upon the Jata Karman ceremony. So in the ceremony of when Lord Chaitanya was born, it's described in the Adi Lila. So I think I have here. Give me a minute. Yes, I can read a section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 13, that give a synopsis of the pastime of Lord Chaitanya and then describe the birth of Lord Chaitanya. Okay. So with Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he very expertly expert doing summary in Chaitanya Charitamrita at the beginning, especially in the Adi Lila, like he's putting all the thing that he will describe later in synopsis. So here he said, first, let me give a synopsis of the Lord pastime. So we'll sing first, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, first, let me give a synopsis of the Lord pastimes. Then I shall describe them in detail. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adventing himself in Navadvip, was visible for 48 years enjoying his pastimes. For 24 years, Lord Chaitanya lived in the Grihastha Ashram, household life, always engaging in the pastimes of the Hare Krishna movement. Then, after 24 years, he accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, and he resided for 24 years more at Jagannath Puri. So that's the whole summary. So, and then he started breaking it down. Of these last 24 years, he spent the first 6 continually touring India, sometimes in South India, sometimes in Bengal, and sometimes in Vrindavan. For the remaining 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri, chanting the nectarian Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He inundated everyone there in a flood of love of Krishna. The pastimes of his household life are known as the Adi Lila, or the original pastimes. His later pastimes are known as the Madhya Lila and Antya Lila, or the middle and final pastimes. All the pastimes enacted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Adi Lila were recorded in summary form by Murari Gupta. His later pastimes, the Madhya Lila and Antya Lila, were recorded in the form of note by his secretary, Swarupa Damodar Goswami, and thus kept within a book. By seeing and hearing the notes recorded by these two great personalities, a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, can know these pastimes one after another. In his original pastime, there are 4 divisions: Balya, Pauganda, Kaishora, and Yovana, childhood, early boyhood, later boyhood, and youth. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Falguna, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself with the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna. So now he's describing. On the full moon evening of the month of Falguna, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was also a lunar eclipse. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared, after first causing the appearance of the holy name. At his birth, in his childhood, and in his early and later boyhood, as well as in his youth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under different pleas, induced people to chant the holy name of Hari, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In his childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy names Krishna and Hari. All the friendly ladies who came to see the child could chant the holy names Hari, Hari, as soon as the child would cry. When all the ladies saw this fun, they enjoyed laughing and called the Lord Gaura Hari. From then on, Gaura Hari became another of his names. His childhood lasted until the date of Hartikadi, the beginning of his education, and his age from the end of his childhood until he married is called Pauganda. After his marriage, his youth began, and in his youth he induced everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra anywhere and everywhere. During his Pauganda age, he became a serious student and also taught disciples. In this way, he used to explain the holy name of Krishna everywhere. When teaching a course in grammar, Vyakarana, and explaining it with notes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciple about the glories of Lord Krishna. All explanations culminated in Krishna, and his disciple would understand them very easily. Thus, his influence was wonderful. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student, he asked whoever he met to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, he inundated the whole town of Navadvip with the chanting of Hare Krishna. Just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtan movement. Day and night, he used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. The Sankirtan movement went on from one part of the town to another as the Lord wandered everywhere performing kirtan. In this way, he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Navadvip area for 24 years, and he induced every person to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and thus merge in love of Krishna. For his remaining 24 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting the renounced order of life, stayed at Jagannath Puri with his devotees. For 6 of these 24 years in Nila Achala, Jagannath Puri, he distributed love of Godhead by always chanting and dancing, beginning from Cape Comorin and extending through Bengal to Vrindavan. During these 6 years, he toured all of India, chanting, dancing, and distributing love of Krishna. The activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his travel after he accepted sannyas are his principal pastimes. His activities during his remaining 18 years are called the Antya-lila, or the final portion of his pastimes. For 6 of the 18 years he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri, he regularly performed kirtan, inducing all the devotees to love Krishna simply by chanting and dancing. For the remaining 12 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri. He taught everyone how to taste the transcendental mellow ecstasies of love of Krishna by tasting it himself. Day and night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna. Manifesting symptoms of this separation, he cried and talked very inconsistently, like a madman. As Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently when she met Uddhava, so also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished both day and night such ecstatic talk in the mood of Srimati Radharani. The Lord used to read the books of Vidyapati, Jayadeva, and Chandidas, releasing their songs with his confidential associates like Sri Ramananda Rai and Swarupa Damodar Goswami. In separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished all these ecstatic activities, and thus he fulfilled his own desires. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are unlimited. How much can a small living entity elaborate about those transcendental pastimes? If Sheshanag Ananta personally were to make the pastime of Lord Chaitanya into sutras, even with his thousands of mouths, there is no possibility that he could find their limits. Devotees like Sri Swarup Damodara and Murari Gupta have recorded all the principal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the form of notes after deliberate consideration. So the notes kept by Sri Swarup Damodara and Murari Gupta are the basis of this book. Following those notes, I write of all the pastimes of the Lord. The note has been described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is the culmination of all biographies of Lord Chaitanya. Because by the time Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, there were other notes on the life of Lord Chaitanya. And I remember in a Chaitanya Charitamrita course given by Krishna Kshetra Maharaj, he explained that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the first biography in elaborating or synthesizing the philosophy of the behind the personality of Lord Chaitanya, fully complete. It's the first biography explaining really how Lord Chaitanya is Krishna and Radha combined. It's the absolute truth. So Srila Prabhupada, he could translate other biographies, but he chose to take first Chaitanya Charitamrita because it has all the philosophy and is the maybe the most concise biography in terms of philosophical points. There are others. Chaitanya Bhagavata has described amazing pastimes, especially from the childhood pastimes. But there is not much philosophy like Chaitanya Charitamrita has. It's amazing, the work. Okay, there we have 2 minutes. And so if someone wants to say something, a comment, there's no time for questions. Don't want to be late. So also everyone is tired. I don't think there is question for the festival. So, yes, Matas. A comment? Oh.
During the course of speaking, you touched on the point that one's faith allows one to see Krishna as that root, and that satisfying him would take care of everything else. So, you know, taking into account that analogy of watering the root of the tree. So, one may come across persons who are certainly rather thinking something along the lines of King Chitraketu, of some lack of something, and coming to Krishna to perform some activity, but not necessarily for his pleasure, rather for the thought of that their particular lack will be fulfilled. So, what would be the thought in terms of helping the person to increase their faith, that performing the activity for Krishna will satisfy the lack, but that there may be a necessity for the proper understanding to be there? So how much emphasis, if one is dealing with persons in that kind of way, how much emphasis should one be putting on giving the correct understanding, or how much space should one give to somebody to just evolve their faith?
Thank you. But the understanding is there. The akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradi. So the scriptures and Sukadeva Goswami advise that no matter what you worship, you can always worship Krishna, even if you have material desires. Most of us have material desires. And Chaturvida Bhajantiman, Krishna said that there is four type of person that approach to him, and they are very dear to Krishna also. So it's not that there is a, so Krishna consciousness is narrow only for the group of pure devotees there, and we cannot be part. So I think there is no harm in stressing the pure devotional service, like Srila Prabhupada did, because anyway, we will place ourselves where we are, because we cannot artificially follow pure devotional service. But we can encourage people and us to practice, to adopt the practices of pure devotional service, and transmit that faith that Srila Prabhupada is given, that by serving Krishna, everything else will come into place. In Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, so Krishna is giving different advice. If you cannot fix my mind, so when we are, if someone is preaching, and you can present some higher standard than give Prabhupada, but in the same way that Krishna is doing in Bhagavad Gita, he said, if you cannot fix your mind and myself, just follow the principles and regulations of Bhakti Yoga. And if you cannot do that, just work for me. So there are many ways. So for someone, the only requisite is that someone should be attracted to Krishna somehow or other. That's the only qualification. So if someone likes the chanting of the holy name, we will encourage to come to kirtans. If someone likes prasadam, we encourage them by giving prasadam and without putting all the rules and regulations. But Rupa Goswami advised that the rules and regulations come later. And so Srila Prabhupada is the best example because he was giving Krishna consciousness in a pure Krishna consciousness, at the same time in a way that everyone was able to take. But doing very, he was making it very sweet. But the Sunday feast, like, all the things are not in the scripture. I mean, Sunday feast. This is the intelligence of the Acharya, not trying to bring people without changing anything. Finding means. So in the same way, Prabhupada encouraged all the devotees in ISKCON to find ways to induce people to come to Krishna. So therefore, either through book distribution, there are so many ways. So we don't speak to people, just surrender unto Krishna. And also, we may not be in that level, also to say, but when we are speaking Bhagavatam, we are saying what is in the scriptures, and we are then trying to make our life in that way. But I think it's very so for people to who I mean we can see in our own life and many devotees that they have made different ways to practice Krishna consciousness, everyone in their own levels. And everyone is welcome either by Prabhupada's books or by the devotees. So we have the crew that comes only on Sunday, or we have devotees who are like doing preaching all. They don't come to temple because they are doing preaching every day. They just live doing preaching, and there are other devotees who live in their house and they have deities in their house. And they may not come to temple because it's very far or because they have already their own programs. So there are so many ways to practice Krishna consciousness. And there's people who don't even chant Hare Krishna, but they like to give donations to devotees. Or some people who don't chant Hare Krishna, but they like to listen, they like to see the devotees. I think there are unlimited ways. If I understood your comment. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.